This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on tactics that are working in the police protest. Weeks and months are now passing by since the grand jury failed to indict in Ferguson, Missouri, and the drumbeat of cities with police forces similarly culpable continues to pile on top of one another on a sick body count. Importantly, the protests also continue in no small way because organizers have found important tactical responses and symbols that, using excellent organizing, are eminently replicable throughout the United States and the world. The combination of such clarity and replicability has kept the anger in check, the dialogue intense, and the protest alive. The New York message blazed on even NBA players' t-shirts, including those of megastar LeBron James, saying, "I can't breathe," have huge power to communicate. NFL and college football players that have run into the end zone and then held their hands up high in a memorial has also been effective. Nothing, though, has been more powerful or dramatic than the lie-ins, where protesters have laid silently and dead in protest of these killings. Interestingly, this has been a tactic that works with small numbers. Certainly, some of these die-ins have involved hundreds, but for the most part, many are very dignified and effective protests in unlikely venues with numbers more often in the tens and twenties. The surprise that is confounding the press and attracting them like candy is that some of these protesters break the usual stereotypes and press pigeonholes because they are suits, lawyers and law students, doctors and med students, and people simply move to act. Until the recent crazed killing of two innocent policemen in New York City, the right had no response and were forced to focus on race and the law appropriately. Now some of the Fox News types are trying to see if they can shift the blame from justice to provocation on the part of protesters and politicians, like the progressive Mayor de Blasio of New York City, who has argued for more accountability. More soberly, I listened to a caller on Travis Smiley early in the morning saying he feared for his son of similar age and what might happen when they were now conditioned to fear those that they should see as protectors. Disturbingly, the caller also felt the police overreaction dated to Obama's election as president. There is conversation and a culture shift that has to happen in the United States about race now. The backpatting of the elites on Obama's election continues to mask deep issues that must be resolved. The New York Times, in a recent study, found that reporting to the FBI on killings by police annually was wildly inaccurate and left unreported more than 500 such killings nationally by their count. Many, no doubt, were in the line of duty, but part of the problem is that the definition of duty and the training to fulfill these responsibilities is clearly out of whack. The notion of appropriate response seems missing, and the proportionality that the broken windows, no crime is too small strategy calls for between incident and reaction is more broken than any windows. There's no rationale for a death sentence for selling a Lucy cigarette in the street, for goodness sakes. The small Covington, Louisiana police force in a suburb of New Orleans hit the streets in the holiday season to play Secret Santa and give out $100 bills to random passing motorists. It's not a solution, but at least it's an idea. We need a lot more. The tactics are good, so the protest might continue long enough to force some real discussion and maybe some realization that change has to finally come around police methods and tactics as they look at all who are different as invisible assailants, and even more importantly, about race and what we all need to do to close the divide. This is Wade Rathke for questions and comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.